We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Halacha Hey, the laws of Kohanim, Duchening, blessing the Jews, which in Eretz Yisrael is a daily occurrence, based on the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that Duchening should be done on a daily basis. So therefore, the Sfardim, even in Chutz Loretz, do it on a daily basis. In Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef was accepted as the Mora Darad Yisrael, the chief rabbi of Israel. And in many cases, there were takonas that he made that were accepted across the board by Ashkenazim and Sfardim, such as this one. The custom, the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, in all shuls just about, they duchen daily, is based on his opinion on the Beis Yosef. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas hasmichus shel kol haparshiyos shebeseder Pinchas." Based on what we've been discussing till now, we'll be able to understand the closeness and the connections between all the individual topics in Parshas Pinchas. Ki Pinchas hichnia klipas Bilam. We know that Pinchas was the one who defeated the Tumah of Bilam. Bilam was the one who was hired and brought by Balak to try to curse the Jews. He did everything he possibly could to curse us and was not successful. And then finally, just on his way out, he said, "By the way, Balak, I have a real great idea. If you really want to bring the Jews down, the best way to do it is women. If you can get the Jews to commit sins with women, it's all over. It's all over." And sure enough, Balak and all the others, the leaders, kings, sent their daughters out on a mission to try to seduce the Jews, to get them to commit sins with them. It was worth it for them to be mafkir their own daughters just to try to bring down the Jewish people. And the Torah says that Pinchas saw this, Pinchas saw what Bilam was doing, and he saw that one of the leaders, the Gemara tells the story, that they chose the woman who they thought had the best chance to bring down the biggest tzaddik in Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and they gave her a mission. "Let's see you go trap Moshe, seduce Moshe Rabbeinu. If we get him, it's really all over." So she said, "How am I going to recognize him?" So they said, very simple, the Jews have a custom that when a leader comes, everybody stands up for him. When you see thousands of people standing up, you'll know that that's him. So sure enough, she saw what she didn't realize what she saw Zimri ben Soli, who was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. She saw him going by his Shevet, and she saw 24,000 people stand up. She didn't know. She thought, that's it. So she went after him, and sure enough, him she was able to bring down. She was able to convince him to commit a sin with her, and the Torah says they came before Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole interaction that took place and insulted Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu married a non-Jewish, so why can't it? And Moshe Rabbeinu was so bewildered by everything that was going on, he didn't even know how to respond, in a sense. And Pinchas went over to him. Pinchas saw the situation, and he remembered that the halacha says, "Kanoim poigimbo," that in this kind of situation, you don't ask. If you ask a question, the halacha is you're not allowed to kill. But if you don't ask, it's a mitzvah to kill a woman like this and a man like this. So he jumped, he took a spear, he killed both of them, Zimri and Cosby. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a few pages explaining why and how he was allowed to do this, and how Hashem made dozens of miracles take place at the time for the entire Jewish people to see that he did the right thing, to see that they were involved in an act, in a sinful act, etc., etc. And then Pinchas knew that it wasn't over yet. He knew that if Bilam stays alive, the Jews are still going to have problems. So he saw Bilam leaving. He took off after him. The Zohar HaKadosh says Bilam knew different names of Hashem and everything. Bilam took off in his phantom jet. Bilam started flying. Pinchas flew after him. The Zohar HaKadosh describes the whole interaction that took place, and he killed him. Pinchas succeeded in killing Bilam and putting a stop to the plague and everything that was going on at that time. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki Pinchas hechnia klipas Bilam, vayidei zeh zocho lekahuna." And for this, Hashem rewarded him with kahuna. Because remember, until that time, the kahuna was supposed to stop at the sons of Aaron HaKohen. It was Bischus Pinchas. Originally, Hashem had said, Aharon Uvonov, period. If you look throughout the... It was from Pinchas's point on that in his chus, Hashem made the decision that the kuna will continue from Pinchas ad infinitum, you know, for all the generations afterwards. Shehu bechinas oir ho'ahavo hakedosho sheshoire eitzel hanekuda shehu bechinas bris sholem. This is the terminology. We had this a few times so far. Rav Nosson Zal here is quoting Likutei Moran, which is quoting the Arizal, which speaks about the fact that there is, that when Hashem first created the world and there was a breakage of vessels and the light that was found in Chesed, a certain level of Kedusha, dropped, it fell, the vessel shattered, the light spilled out and fell down to Yesoid, to the Mid of Yesoid, which is called Bris Shalom. So the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, use this terminology, the Oir Ho'ahavo HaKadosha, this light of love and kindness, Sheshoira Eitzel HaNekuda, which is found by the Nekuda, Shehu Bechinas Bris Shalom, which is called Bris Shalom. And Rabbi Nosson explains there, that's why the love has fallen. We know love is a very good thing, to love Hashem, to love your own wife, to love your fellow Jew. But where does this come from? The fact that people love chocolate, they love it, they love things they're not supposed to. Where does that come from? That comes from the fact that the Ahava dropped, it fell. So that it fell from its proper place. And therefore most people misinterpret it. They misunderstand it and they misplace it. They misplace their love to places where it doesn't belong, instead of directing it to where it really does. V'oz noflu v'nizbatlu kol haklipois v'asitronoi charonin shemehem ahavois hanafulin. And when Pinchas succeeded in killing Bilam and putting a stop to everything that was going on at that time, that's when it was eliminated all the forces of Tumah, which are the cause of these ahavois nefulin, of these fallen loves, meaning this misplaced love, where people love, the love fell into all kinds of places of garbage. People love pornography, things that are disgusting, stupid, idiot. A person would say, what? What? What does it do for you? What? And the love has fallen into all kinds of bad places. V'al kein, and therefore, al yidei zeh hoyolehem koyach, once Pinchas achieved such a success, this gave the Jews at that time the ability to wipe out all the Midian, the nation of Midian that was against us at the time. As we find, right after Hashem rewards Pinchas with the kahuna, Hashem gives instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're about to leave the world. But before you do, one last grand finale. Tzroeres ha-Midyonim v'hikisem oisam. I want you to take on the nation of Midyan and strike them. V'achar te'osefa, and then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. Ki bevadai ato achar shezocha Pinchas l'kohuna. Because certainly now that Pinchas achieved this success, and he was zoicha to the kohuna, shehu ahavo ha-kedosha, kahuna is referred to as a holy love. The Kohanim were the ones who were the most loyal and dedicated and closest to Hashem, in that they were in Hashem's bedroom, in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the ones who served in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim are referred to as chesed. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, they talk about Kohen Levi Yisrael. Kohen is chesed, Levi is givura, the kidashto is halavim, the Kohanim are bracha. The Kohanim are the ones who give the bracha, which is chesed. The Levim represent kedusha in the sense of midas hadin, tzimtzum. And Yisrael is the combination of both. The pasuk says, Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Jewish people in whom I take pride. Tiferes is multicolored. Tiferes means beauty, which comes from both the combination of chesed and gvura. Just like you had Avram Avinu, who's known as the Ish HaChesed, the Hachnasas Sorchim, the open house and everything, Yitzchak, who is called Pachad Yitzchak, Gvura, and Yaakov Avinu, who earned this title Yisroel asher becho espoer, tiferes, beauty, which is a combination of chesed and gvura. Shayidei ze nizbatlu haklipois. Ubevadai ato yecholin lahakois ulevaris hamidyonim shehichtiu es Yisrael bekoyach bilam arosha. So once Pinchas achieved this success and he received the kahuna, which is Ahava Digdusha, and the Avois Hanafulois were eliminated, now the Jews can battle against Midian and destroy them. Which Midian? The ones Shehichtiu es Yisrael bekoyach Bilam Arosha. They were the ones who followed Bilam's advice of sending their women out to seduce the Jews. Shehein Bechinas HaKlipois HaBoim Meshivrei HaKelim. They represent this tumah that resulted as a result of that breakage of the vessels that took place when Hashem first created the world, Sheheim Ahavois Nefulin, which manifests itself in these fallen Ahavois, this misplaced Ahava. Ki ato heim mizbatlin al yedei Pinchas, because now that Pinchas took his role in Klal Yisrael, this powerful role, this is mavatel. These Pinchas who was zeichet to the Ahava Digdusha, that gives us the ability to do battle against and defeat those who try to attack us with these Ahavois Nefulois. V'alkein holach Pinchas biatzmoi el hamelchoma zois. Now you understand why Pinchas wasn't a warrior. Pinchas was a Kohen. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron. The Torah says that he went out to lead the battle and he took off, he chased after Bilam. Why? Why isn't he sending a general, somebody else, to do that? Kemoshom Razal, as the Medrash says, why? Vahu be'atzmoy horag es Bilam. Pinchas was the one who killed Bilam. Why? Ki ikar hachnosam. Because the main defeat of these leaders of Tuma who represent these Ahavois Nefulois is through Pinchas. Shezocho li ahavo hakedosha, Pinchas who was zeicha to the holy love, shehu bechinas hakahuna, which is what kahuna is all about. Kahuna is chesed of kedusha, ahavo of kedusha. Paragraph Yudalid, v'ze shenitztavu tekef achakach lemano yises Yisrael. Now you'll understand why the next topic that comes up over there in Parshas Pinchas is that Hashem gives a command to count the Jews. Kedei lo oirer koyach kol nefesh v'nefesh meishishim ribui nefoshes Yisrael, in order to turn on the power, to activate the power of every single one of the 600,000 Jews. Kedei lahamshich bechinas hanekuda toiva sheyesh b'chol nefesh v'nefesh miYisrael, in order to draw on the good points, the neshama, the holiness that's found in each and every single Jew. In order to purify them from the impurity of Bilam, shehu bechinas pegam habris. Bilam was all about sins related to women, those types of sins. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki bechol echod v'echod miYisrael yesh nekuda toivo ma she'ein b'chaveroi, k'ma shekosu shom b'toironal. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that each and every single Jew has a unique goodness that is not found in any other Jew. V'alkein hutzruchu lemanois kol Yisrael, and this is the reason why it's important to count every Jew, to send this message to Klal Yisrael that every Jew counts. It's not that, hey, well, if we just get rid of this group over here, we'll have a nice Jewish nation. If we just burn these guys, get rid of them, things will be all better. The Torah shows us that every Jew has a unique goodness that's not found in any other Jew. And therefore, every Jew counts. V'alkein hutzruchu lemano is kol Yisrael kol yoytzei tzava. And therefore, the mitzvah was given to count every single Jew that's going out to battle. What are we battling? Kol hayoytzei lilchoy milchemes Hashem bozeh ho'ilam. Every single Jew who is taking up the battle of Hashem in this world. One Jew takes it up with a rifle, one Jew with a submarine, one Jew with a chumash, a gemara, each Jew taking up that battle. Kedei lo'oirer koyach hanekuda toivo shel kol echad. In order to activate the good point, the unique goodness that's found in every single one. V'zeh shepirish Rashi shom, and this is why Rashi over there in Parshas Pinchas points out when they're listing the names of the families, and it says Mishpachas Hachanoichi, and each name of each family, Hashem put His name on them, the Yud K, the Hey in front and the Yud in back. So Rashi says over there, Shmi Meid Aleihem Al Tikun Abris. Hashem says, I am attaching my name to every single Jewish family to testify to their purity. That even after being in Egypt and even after Bilam and everything, the Jews still remain pure. Hainu meaning, Ki Hei Baroish Yud Besoif. As we find by each one of those families listed in Parshas Pinchas, you have the Hey in front and the Yud in back, which is Shem Hashem. We know Hashem's name is Yud Kei. Number one, Ko is one of the names of Hashem. And we know that in Yud Hei, you have the entire name of Hashem. Because Yud, when you pronounce it as a word, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. And Hey, when you pronounce it, is Hey Aleph, which is 6. So the Yud Kei contains in it the whole name of Hashem. When Hashem put His name Yud Kei on each shevet, it was like He was putting the whole Yud Kei Vav Kei on each shevet. Hainu, Shal Yedei Haskoras Shmoisa Magdoshim, by mentioning their names, by mentioning the names of the Jews, Nis Oiroro Hanekuda Toivo Sheyesh Bohem Bekol Echot V'Echot, that activated the goodness that's found in each and every single one of them, Shehu Bechinas Shmo Yisborach, which is the name of Hashem that's found in every single Jew. Ki Hanekuda Toiva, as we mentioned before, the Pasuk in Ashrei, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Hashem is good. And the Tikkun Ezra says, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, we mentioned this before, when you take it in Mispar Koton, we drop the zeros, Yud is 10, we drop the zero. Yud is 1, Hey is 5, gives us 6, Vav is another 6, is 12, and the last Hey is 5, is 17. So Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is Toiv. And when we talk about the goodness that's found in each and every single Jew, we're talking about the Shem Hashem that's upon every single Jew. Just like when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, when we talk about anything that's holy in this world or that's good in this world, what makes it holy and good is the name of Hashem upon it. We say in Berachas HaMazon, Habayis Vagodol Vakodesh Hazeh Shenikro Shimcho Olov. What makes that house holy is it has the name of Hashem upon it. What makes Klal Yisrael holy? We have the name of Hashem upon every single one of us. Ki hanekuda toivo hu bechinas hachelek eloka mimal sheyesh b'kol echod v'echod. Because when we talk about the nekuda tova that's found in each and every single Jew, that's the part of Hashem that's found in every one of us, which is bechinas shmo yisborach, which is represented by the name of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol eis sheyotzu michol hakodesh, if you look throughout the Torah, every time that the Jews went from a lower level to a higher level, when they left Mitzrayim, every time that they're going up a level, menom, they counted them. The Jews were counted. Ki kesheyotzu mitumas Mitzrayim, monum, when they left Egypt, they were counted. Ukeshechotu beigel, and when they sinned with the golden calf, venoflu, and they fell, menoam acharkach, they were counted afterwards, after that whole incident, they were counted again. Kishayutzrichen lihitaher me'ovoin zeh alidei maisa mishkon, when Hashem wanted to purify them by giving them the mitzvah of constructing the mishkon. V'chein kishenoflu alidei maisa bilam u'midyon, and so too when the Jews fell again through the activities of Bilam and Midyan, Menom Acharkach Kishenitzlu, they were counted again when they were saved from that catastrophe. Ki Haminyan Hula Oirer Hanekuda Toivo Shiyesh Becholechot MiYisrael, because the purpose of counting the Jews is to turn on the Nekuda Toiva, to activate that Nekuda Toiva that's found in each one of them. Shayidei Zeh Nitoren Mikol HaTumos. Because when you activate the Nekuda Toiva in a Jew, he becomes pure. No matter what kind of mud he's covered with, he's got junk on him and everything, But inside, underneath all of that mud, is a diamond. Is a beautiful, there's an ashama, there's a chelik okamimal, there's a spotlight that's a billion watts. And when you count that Jew, you're saying you count, you're not nothing. It's not that because you committed sins, you're out, you don't count anymore. There's a koyach of tshuva that you do count. And when we count, when we tell that person that they count, that turns on, that activates that light inside of them. And that's what purifies, that's what helps burn away the junk, the stuff that's no good. Paragraph Tesvov. What's the next topic over there in Parshas Pinchas? It speaks about the Jewish people taking over the land of Eretz Yisrael, getting ready to take over the land of Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says over there, to these people you will divide up the land. B'mispar shemos. Based on their names, based on the names of each tribe, each shevet, you'll divide up the land into the 12 tribes, etc. Ki oyer hanekuda kdoisho nimsheches bekama bechinois. Listen carefully now. Rav Nosson Zal says this light that's coming from this nekuda, from this holiness, manifests itself in many different forms. It comes in different ways. Kifi ha'odom v'hamokoyim v'hazman. It's based on the person. As the person is going through their ups and downs, that's what determines how they're connecting with holiness. It's based on mokoyim. It's based on location. The Gemara makes a statement in Ksubas, Hador be'eretz Yisrael, doime kemi sheyesh lo yelokai, v'chol hador b'chutz loretz, doime kemi shein lelokai. A person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they have Hashem on them. And a person who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's like they don't have Hashem upon them. Obviously, that doesn't mean literally, but it means it's a diff that the location is very important. Location makes a big difference. We talk about going into a shul, we talk about going to Kivrei, going to the Kosel Maravi, going to Kivrei Tzadikim, the case of Kolev ben Yefuna that we gave, that when he needed, when he saw what was happening with the Meraglim, he saw what kind of incredible crisis there was at that time. He understood that to daven Tashem wasn't enough. He had to daven Tashem in a special location. He had to make a beeline for Chevron, the Morasat, where the Ovoy Saktoishim are, because there the tefillah would be much more effective. So we see that corresponding to Odom, Mokoim, and Zman. Zman also, we know there are different times in the day, there are different times that are called Eis Rotzayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of the laws of Rosh Hashanah, that starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start a season that's called Yemei Rachamim. The Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem behi motzo, kira'uhu b'yosei koroi. Seek out Hashem when He's available. Kira'u, call out to Him when He's close to you. The Gemara says that refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That refers to these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. So we see that based on Odom, Mokoyim, and Zman, those have tremendous bearing on the effectiveness of this Nekuda, this holiness. Ubeklolius b'nei ho'ilam. When we speak in general about the world, Iker ha'nekuda him klal Yisrael. When we talk about the 5-6 billion people in the world, who are the holiness of the world? It's the Jewish people. The Torah says that. Va'atem tihiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Hashem said there's going to be many nations, there's going to be many people. I want you, Bnei Yisrael, to be mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Ubein klolius Yisrael, and among the entire Jewish people, Iker hanekuda hu hatzadik ho'emes. There is one. There is a Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a Rebbe Yehuda Anosi. There's a chief. There's a tzaddik emes who is the holiness of Klal Yisrael. We mention many times the example that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students were together with Rabbi Shimon, they once said, "Antu Shabbos the Kula Yoimi." They said to him, "You're the Shabbos. We're the 6 days of the week." Just like Shabbos is the holiness of time. It's called Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh. all the holiness of all the holidays and all 365 days of the year comes from Shabbos. We make Kiddush. We bring in the Shabbos with Kiddush. Shabbos is Kodosh. So they said to him, you are our Shabbos. You, our Rebbe, are our Shabbos. V'chein b'mokoyim. And so too regarding location. Ki gam b'bechinas mokoyim yesh nekuda toiva. So too in terms of locations in the world, there is a place on this earth that Hashem defines as toiv. Shehi hanekuda toiva shel kol ha'olam. Shehu Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael. Shehi hanekuda toiva shel kol ha'olam. Eretz Yisrael is the nekuda toiva, the source of kedusha for the whole world. There's one place in the entire Chumash where it uses the words toiv ma'oid. Toiv ma'oid. And that's when it talks about Eretz Yisrael. When the Meraglim came back with their report, and then Yehoshua spoke up, Yehoshua and Kalev spoke up, and he said, Toivo ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid. The land is very, very good. That appears once in the entire Chumash, showing that this is the Nekuda Toivo, this is the place on earth that Hashem has designated as Toiv. Does that mean New York is Ra? The answer is Chas V'Shalom. We know Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moharan that when the Jews come to a place and they study Torah, they set up yeshivas and botei knesiyos, they have the power to draw upon the place some of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. They have the power to sanctify the place to a degree with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. But obviously it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. They're able to draw some of the flavor of Eretz Yisrael upon that place. Ube Eretz Yisrael biatzma yesh eser kedushos. And inside of Eretz Yisrael, not every place is the same. There are 10 levels of holiness. The ikar hanekuda, the essence, the ultimate spot in Eretz Yisrael, hinekudas even shesia, is that place where that rock is, from which Hashem founded the entire world, which is the Holy of Holies in the Beis Hamikdash, the Evan Shesia. During the first Beis Hamikdash, we had the Oroin there, the Holy Ark. During the second Beis Hamikdash, we didn't have the Holy Ark anymore, but the Gemara says the Evan Shesia was still there, that rock from which Hashem founded the entire world. Shehi Hanekuda Shel Eretz Yisrael, that rock is the essence of holiness. That's the battery of the entire Eretz Yisrael. Shehi nekudas kol ha'olam, and Eretz Yisrael is the battery of the entire world. That's location. V'chein bizman, and so too within the framework of time, ki bechol yoyim v'yoyim yesh boi nekuda toiva. Within each and every single day, there is a good, a goodness in the day. We talk about good times and bad times. There's a toiv that's found in every single day, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki les yoim de les boi toiv. There's no such thing as a Jew saying, I had a bad day. There's no such thing as bad day, because every single day has a toiv inside of it. Even a Jew on a bad day could have done 100 mitzvahs. The Gemara says Hashem designed the Torah in such a way, with so many mitzvahs, that even without knowing it, you're performing many mitzvahs. So every single day has goodness in it. Ach hanekuda shel klal hazman, klal shivas yemei bereshis, hu Shabbos. However, the holiness, the point of holiness of all of time, which is the epitome of holiness of all 7 days of creation, is Shabbos. Shehi hanekuda shemeir b'chol sheishis yemei amaisa. That's the source of holiness of all 7 days of the week, all 6 days of the week, draw their holiness from Shabbos. That's why, for example, the Gemara says, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was shaped in such a way that the middle candle, the light went straight up, the ones on the left leaned in towards the right, the ones on the right leaned in towards the left, to show that the six are receiving from that central one. Just like we have in the 7 days of the week. On Wednesday morning, in the Shir Shel Yom, we say, we finish with the words, L'chu Naranano L'Hashem Noriya L'Tzur Yishenu. We recite the first three psukim of Kabbalah Shabbos on Wednesday morning, showing that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're getting ready for Shabbos, are drawing on the Shabbos that's coming, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are still receiving from the Shabbos that left. We know the halacha says, till when can you make Havdalah? Through Tuesday. What do you mean? Tuesday is not Shabbos anymore. The answer is it is. The effects of the Shabbos that left are being felt till Tuesday. So we see again that Shabbos is the center candle. Shabbos is broadcasting light to all 6 days of the week. So that's Shabbos is the nekuda of the week. V'hanekuda shel kol hashana v'hachadoshim, and throughout the year, the holiness of each section of the year, heim roshei chadoshim v'yomim toivim, are the Rosh Chodeshes and the Yomim Tovim that we have throughout the year. V'ikra hanekuda shel kol hashana v'shel kol ha-yomim toivim, and the essence of holiness of all the Rosh Chodeshes and of all the holidays is Hu Yom Kippur. K'may Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 139, Yomim Yutzaru, Hashem, you have created days, V'loi Echod Bohem, and to him belongs one of them. One of the days is reserved totally for Hashem. And the Gemara says, Zeh Yom Kippur, that refers to Yom Kippur. Sheboi Nichnas HaKoyin God, because we know that the word Hasaton, the Gemara says the word Hasaton is Bigematria 364. So that 364 days a year, the Satan is in operation. There's one day that he's out of order, and that's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. Sheboy Nichnas HaKoyin Godoil, Shehu Bechinas Tzadik Hador, Bechinas Nekuda HaKlolius, Lemokoyim Ho Even Shesia, Shehi Nekuda Soilam. On Yom Kippur was the day that the holiest Jew, the Kohen Gadol, who represents the Tzaddik, went into the holiest place, the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is where the Evan Shesia was, Shehi Nekudas Olam. Nimtzo, we see therefore that on Yom Kippur, all three of these things are coming together. She'oz nichlalu kol ha-nekudos toivos ha-klolius shel ha-tzaddik v'ha-mokoim v'ha-zman. The holiest person is going into the holiest place on the holiest time. V'alkein oz hu mechilas v'kaporas kol ha'avoinos. Now you could understand why on that day it's possible to have all evil eliminated. All of our sins, all the different types of sins, chatoyim avoinos pshon, can all be wiped out on Yom Kippur. Why? Because as Rabbi Nachman explained in Likut Imran, this Nekuda Toiva represents so bright a light, so much a whitening power, that it can whiten anything. So when you have the three major Nekudas Toivas coming together, the time and the location and the person, that has the ability to achieve forgiveness, complete forgiveness for all sins. Machmas she'oz me'ira etzem hanakuda b'yoyser v'yoyser, because that's when this holiness is shining most brightly. The holiness in terms of people, you know, the highest level of creation. We know that there's animals, there's doimeim tzomeach chayim medaber, the four levels of creation, of which the highest is medaber, of which the highest is the Jewish people, of which the highest is the tzaddik, the kohen gadol. So within the levels of creation, and then time, and look, each time you're going to the top, from there's beaming out a level of holiness that's so powerful that it can negate, it can erase, it can bring about an erasing of all the sins, all the ra. How? Alidei kol bechinoi sanal shel odom u'mokoi muzman. By all these areas coming together, the holiest person in the holiest place at the holiest time. Vaydezeh meira beyoser ho'avo hakedosha sheshoira etzel hanekuda. And when those come together, that's when that ahavo digdusha that's found by the yesoid, by the bris, is shining most brightly. And that's what brings about the forgiveness for all sins, as we brought this pasuk several times. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, al kol peshoim techase ahavo. Pesha means the worst kind of sin. Pesha is deliberate, spiteful sins. The Pasuk says, Al kol pshoim techase ahava. There exists a level of ahava digdusha that when a Jew taps into that, that can erase, that can cover up all pshoim. What is that? When you take the person who Hashem loves the most, the tzaddik, the kohen gadol, and you take him at a time that Hashem says is the most opportune moment of the year, Yom Kippur, and you put him in the place, the location that Hashem has chosen to be the most important, the ultimate location where there is ahava, there's this highest level of ahava of Hashem, that can cover up, that can smother and eliminate all the pshoim, all the averis. V'alkein nismucha Yerusha Seretz Yisrael b'parshas Pinchas achar minyan b'nei Yisrael. And this is why right after we find the Jews being counted, the next topic that appears there in Parshas Pinchas is taking over Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu b'chinas nekudas hamokoyim. The Jews are the nekuda within creation. Eretz Yisrael is the place. Ki shom b'Eretz Yisrael zoichim b'nei Yisrael shi'ekablu kol echod ve'echod oyer hanekuda sheloi kefi chelkoi b'Eretz Yisrael. Because it's in Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew has a neshama. Every Jew has this nekuda, this light inside. Where does this neshama, this nekuda, have the ability to get turned on most powerfully and to be most active? In Eretz Yisrael. Kifi, based on that person's portion in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein nismechu ze lo ze. This is why these topics are following in this order. The grandfather of the Chidozal, the Chesed Lavrom, Rabbi Avraham Azulai, who was one of the great, great Tzadikim Mekubolim, writes in his Sefer that just like the Gemara says, that on Shabbos, every single Jew who keeps Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, we get a Neshama Yisera, the person gets a whole major additional portion of holiness, so too when a Jew enters in Eretz Yisrael, they get a special Neshama Yisera at the entrance, at the airport, they give him the Neshama Yisera. Just like when Shabbos leaves, you return that Neshama Yisera. When a person leaves Eretz Yisrael, they return that Neshama Yisera. He brings it on Parshas Lech Lecha, if I recall. We speak where Hashem said to Avram, Vino Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, Lech Lecha, the word Lecha, and the Gemara Rashi quotes the Gemara, which says, Lahana'atzecha, for your benefit, and I think it says, L'nishmascha, for your Neshama. Showing all that this is, that here again, Shabbos is the holiest time, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. And whenever a Jew enters into that time zone or that place, the Kedusha, the Neshama, jumps up. The Neshama goes from a million watts to a billion watts. The person's potential for coming close to Hashem, for learning Torah, multiplies, just like the Gemara says, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. The Gemara says that being in Eretz Yisrael, the air has the ability to open up a person's mind, again, if he wants, if he believes in it, if he's zoichet to it. It's not always automatic. We mentioned the story of the Batayin many times. There was a tzaddik who lived a few hundred years ago. He wrote a sefer, Batayin ala Torah, beautiful, tremendous chidushim. And this tzaddik made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and when he came to Eretz Yisrael, a few weeks later, he made a big suda, big celebration. So he did people wondering what happened. He wasn't the partying type. What's he make? What's the point? So he said, when you come, I'll tell you. He came there and he told his story. He said that he lived in Chutz Laretz in Europe his whole life, and as he learned every part of the Torah, he saw Eretz Yisrael screaming at him. Everywhere in the Torah speaks in the Chumash, in the Navi, in the Gemara, it's everywhere. So he kept plotting to come to Eretz Yisrael. And any time somebody would come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, he would interrogate them, he would talk, you know, tell me about Eretz Yisrael. One time a Meshulach came, and this Meshulach had the ability to talk. And he interrogated him. This Meshulah told him, you want to know what Eretz Yisrael is? Every stone in Eretz Yisrael shines with Hashem, cries out Hashem's name. You know, that he heard this, he snapped like. He said, that's it. He went to his family. He told his family, the time has come. We're leaving. And he told his kehillah. And they all knew this was coming because his whole life, he was always talking about Eretz Yisrael, etc. So he picked up and left. You know, he moved, they got on a boat, came to Eretz Yisrael, Akko, wherever it was. And at that time, the center of Yiddishkeit was in Tzfas, in Eretz Yisrael. So he went up to Tzfas and took an apartment and couldn't wait to run outside to see what this person had described. Sure enough, a day or two later, he runs out, he's walking and he's looking and he's looking. And it looks nice. It's nice to see the Yidden and the Ra, but he doesn't see what this person, what this Meshulach was talking about. He figures, who knows, maybe he's tired, maybe the trip and everything. Maybe it takes a couple of days. A couple of days go by, goes again. Doesn't see it. Weeks go by and he's disappointed because the Gemara says, Nikorin Divrei Emes. When somebody's an honest person, when they hear somebody talking, they can tell if the guy's telling the truth or he's lying. And this tzaddik knew that Meshulach was not lying. He wasn't making it up. It was real. Sure enough, one day he's walking in the street and he sees the Meshulach. So he runs over to him and he says to him, you're this and this person, right? You were in Chutz Laaretz, you know, so many months ago. You were in my house. He says, yeah, of course, it's me. He says, I'm so happy to meet you. I have to ask you something. Remember when you were in my house and you spoke about Eretz Yisrael and about the light and how Hashem is screaming for... He said, yeah. He said, on your words, you were the straw that broke the camel's back. Because of you, I made the final decision to move to Eretz Yisrael. He said, great, mazel tov, congratulations. And he's walking, the Meshulach's walking away. He figured that's it. He says, no, now I have a question for you. Remember, you know, I'm here and I'm looking for what you described and I don't see it. This is a tzaddik talking. This is an old person who wrote a very choshev sefer. The Meshulach says to him, Rebbe, you want to see? You have to be zeicher. These are the words he said to him. And he said, when he said it, suddenly I realized. I forgot. Sometimes a person comes to a place, Shabbos starts, and a person figures right away they're going to feel the lights and the beaming, and the person doesn't know that it's not what... You have to ask for it. The Pasuk says, Harchev picho v'amalehu. Hashem says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. I didn't ask for it. So he said, I heard what he said. And I got the message, and I started begging Hashem to open my eyes, to let me be zeicher to see Eretz Yisrael, to see through it, to see what's here. And he said, yesterday is when I saw, that's what this Suda is celebrating. That's what I'm celebrating now, that Baruch Hashem, now I see exactly what he spoke about. So here again, those that are privileged to be living in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah's mission is to turn out the lights. His mission is to make Shabbos look like Wednesday. What Manishtana? And to make Eretz Yisrael look like that there are places in Chutz Laaretz that look nice, prettier. Or to make the tzaddik look like any other Joe Blow. Manishtana. Moshe Korach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us were at Har Sinai. What makes you different? All of us were. But, and if a person is not zoicha, they don't see. And if a person is zoicha, they see and they feel. A person can feel when Shabbos comes. If they're zeicher, if a person really wants it and they believe in it, and they pray for it, and they do it, and they learn about Shabbos, they do what they can, then a person feels, a person experiences a different Shabbos than somebody else. Paragraph Tezayin, V'acharkach, and the next topic over there in Parshas Pinchas is, Nismecha HaParsha Shel Estalkus Moshe. The topic of Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time to leave. Ki Moshe hu tzadik hador, because Moshe Rabbeinu was and is the tzadik of the generation. Bechinas nekuda haklolius. He is the center, the focal point. He is the one who is koila. The Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we find many places in the Chumash where it says Moshe uvenei Yisrael. That he's compared Moshe Rabbeinu and the entire Jewish people. He's considered like the entire Jewish nation. Vehu nosan ha-Torah l'Yisrael. He's the one who gave over the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas ha-nekudanal. The Torah is that light. The Torah is that source of Kedusha. And he was the one who was supposed to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom nekudas ha'olam, which is the holiest place in the entire world. Veshom ikar mokoim hakedusha, shehu oyer ha'torah. Eretz Yisrael is the place that's designed for holiness. Which holiness? The light of the Torah. Ki ikar kabolas oyer haTorah b'shleimus hu beretz Yisrael ki yodua. Because the place where a Jew has the ability to receive the light of the Torah in its fullest sense is in Eretz Yisrael, as is known, as is brought in the Gemara and the Sforim. V'oz hoyem istakein hakoil. And had Moshe Rabbeinu been the one to take us into Eretz Yisrael, it would have been game over. Everything would have had a ticken. Avol alidei pigam b'nei Yisrael. However, unfortunately, due to our mistakes, Gormu shegam Moshe nichshal ba'kos hatzur b'mei meriva. The Jews put such pressure on Moshe Rabbeinu. They were mevalvel him so much, they made him so crazy that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, in a sense, of striking the rock by the mei meriva. Shaydezeh nigzar shaloich nois loretz. And as a result of that, Hashem decreed that Moshe Rabbeinu should not go into Eretz Yisrael. V'iker pigam ha'kos hatzur. What was the mistake there? What didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do that he should have done? He didn't speak. He was supposed to talk. As it says in Parshas Pinchas, Kasher merisem pi b'mei meriva. Hashem says, you went against my mouth. I told you talk. I wanted all the Jews to see what a tzaddik can do with his mouth. That the whole power of the tzaddik is with his mouth. Like Bullock said when he did his research. What's the koyach of their god? Where's his powers? Powers in his mouth? We're going to go against them with somebody whose powers in his mouth. Bilam. Ki ikar ha-pegam hoyo al shaloi dibru el ha-sela. Kamo yishat sivom ha-shem yisborah. The main mistake there, the main error was that they didn't speak to the rock. Like Hashem had commanded them, v'dibartem el ha-sela. Shebozeh hoyo marim goydel koyach ha-dibur shalohem. If had they done that, all of Klal Yisrael would have witnessed the koyach ha-dibur of a tzaddik. What a tzaddik can do with his mouth. Sheyesh loy koyach lohitzi ha-mayim. Begashmius Varuchnius, that a tzaddik has the power to bring forth water physically, sustenance, parnosa, shefa for Klal Yisrael, and Varuchnius, the waters of Torah. Ki kemoi shehoyu moitzim mayim begashmius, because just as they would have brought forth water physically, kachoyu moitzim meime das haTorah Varuchnius. This would have also brought forth a flood, a flow of Torah, the waters of Torah and the waters of Das. We know the pasuk says, "Kimolo ha'oretz deyas Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim." Torah is always compared to water. Vaydezeh hoyin iskadesh shem shomayim, and this would have brought about an incredible kiddush Hashem. Ki hoyu hakoil royim goydel koyach hadibur. Everyone would have witnessed the incredible significance, the power of the koyach hadibur of a Jew. V'hoyu hakoyel mishtatlim lahamshich hakidush al atzmon al yedei hadibur. And then Klal Yisrael would have realized that if a Jew wants to become holy, if a Jew wants to get close to Hashem, what do you need? You need your mouth. Your mouth, Rabbi Nachman said, I want your mouth to be like a mill. It never stops. It's churning and churning. Diburim of Torah, Diburim of Tefillah. A Jew is busy all day talking about Hashem or to Hashem. All of your conversations should be related. Person says, wow, I made a killing in business. Baruch Hashem, thanks to Hashem. Whatever. I had a great day. My wife did this. Baruch Hashem. Imyetz Hashem. Always, like Yosef HaTzadik, it says when he was in the house of Potiphar, everything he did, Potiphar saw, anything he touched had a blessing. The pasuk says there because he had the name of Hashem on his mouth. Potiphar saw every move Yosef HaTzadik made. It wasn't I, me. It was always Hashem is with me, that kind of thing. Shaydeze mamshichim oyer hanekuda. That's how a person draws this light, this holiness. Shaydeze ikar ha-hiskarvus la-Hashem Yisborach, which is what really helps a person come close to Hashem. V'chol ze goram, and what caused this? What caused this mistake? What caused even Moshe Rabbeinu to become a vulval? Hamariva v'hamachloikis. The machloikis, the divisiveness in Klal Yisrael. B'chinas mei mariva, as it's called, the waters of machloikis. Shaydeze bilbalu gam das Moshe. This was able even to affect Moshe Rabbeinu, k'moshe kosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles chapter 7, ki ha'oishek yehulal chacham. There is a type of oishek, a bad thing, that can even confuse, the word yehulal, here's miloshin tola, confuse a chacham. K'moshe Razal, and the Medrash says this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, that even Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be thrown off course by the Yidden constantly complaining and borching and makes a person crazy. Ki hanakuda hakdosha hu bechinas shalom, bechinas bris shalom. Because as we mentioned earlier a few times, when that light of chesed dropped, when that ava dropped, it fell into yesoid, which is called bris shalom. Like Hashem said to Pinchas, hinini noisle is bris shalom. Ki ikra Tluya b'shalom. The whole effectiveness of that nekuda of holiness in this world, the effectiveness of holiness is dependent on shalom. Ki mi she'enoi mishtadel lehisboided uledaber beinoi levein koinoi, a person who doesn't put in effort to try to spend time alone speaking to Hashem, lo'oirer liboy l'Hashem yisborach, and thereby turn on his heart to Hashem, because we said before, when a person speaks to Hashem, besides the fact that he's talking to Hashem, if he's doing it seriously, his ears are listening to what he's saying. His heart hears the words that he's saying. And if his heart was dead, if his heart was lev ho'evan, heart of stone, those words, the words of Kiddusha that the person is speaking, when he's speaking to Hashem, those words are the words that can bring forth water from the rock. Those words go into his heart and they melt the rock. They turn the rock into a lev basar. So he says here, lo'oire liboy l'Hashem yisborach, ze b'chinas machloikis. A person who doesn't do that, a person who doesn't speak words to Hashem, that person is in a state of machloikis, in a state of confusion. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Hosea chapter 10, cholak libam, their hearts were divided. Their hearts were split, meaning they were in a state of confusion. They didn't know which way to go. Ki liboy cholok mipiv, because that person's heart is separated, is disjointed from his mouth. Mebchinas hanekuda hakdosha. Rabbeinu Zalat said in that chapter in the Kutimran, where is the holiness emanating from a person? From his mouth. When a person is speaking divrei Torah or words of Kedusha, that's when he's pumping out Kedusha. And it's that holiness which, if he's doing it, can feed back into the system, can go into his ears and reach his heart and wake his own heart up. If his heart is asleep, if his heart is divided from Hashem, it's split from Hashem, the person's own words, there is this koyach mineu bei, where a person can turn himself on through diburim of kedusha, by speaking words of Torah and tefillah. V'chein kishechas v'shalom ein shalom bein Yisrael, and so too, when there is no peace and harmony among Jews, bein odom l'chaveroi, from one Jew to another, Bevadai ein yecholim ledaber zeim ze b'yiras shamayim. Then they're not talking to each other about Hashem. If he says he's not a Jew because he doesn't do this, and he's not a Jew because he don't do that. If there's a split in Klal Yisrael where there's this disunity, then certainly they're not discussing, they're not speaking about Hashem together. Machmas hamachloikes shebeneim, because of this divided state between them. Vafilu kishe'ein machloikis, and even if it's not mamish machloikis, even if they're not against each other, ele sho'ein ho'ahava b'shleimus bein Yisrael, but there isn't a proper true love among Jews, shemetzuvim lehoiv echod es chaveiroi kenavshoi, despite the fact that Hashem has commanded every one of us to love our fellow Jew like you love yourself. It's not enough to like him. You have to like him like you love yourself. K'moshekosu, as the pasuk says, v'yohavto l'reyacha k'moicha. The Torah adds that word k'moicha. It's not enough to love him 10%, 30%. It's got to be real. It's got to be all the way, 100%. U'bifrat ha'chaverim ho'iskim b'Torah. Especially If we're talking about people who are in the same yeshiva, people who are in the same shul, in the same community, people who are part of the same group, shetzrichem lizoher beyoiser veyoiser, they have to be extremely, extremely careful, sheyihie beineyem avorabo, that there should be major love among them. Each one should really care about the other one. Each one should feel the other one's success. When a person has a simcha, it's not bittel Torah. It's my wedding. He's marrying off his daughter. I'm married. It's my daughter. It's my bar mitzvah. It's my bris. Kemuva goydel ha'azhoro shehizir ha'arizal al avas ha'chaverim belishir. As we find throughout the writings of the Arizal, that the Arizal warned his Talmidim repeatedly, again and again, you want to learn Kabbalah, you want high-level Kiddusha, you better watch it. You better make sure that there's only real Ava among you, that each one davens for the other one, each one takes the other one seriously, real seriously. Kamoicha, that his needs are as important to me as my own needs. Ukeshe'ein ho'ava b'shleimus, and when the Ava is not perfect, einom yecholam ledaber zeim ze koroi, then people can't talk to each other like they really need to. Person can't open up his heart to a friend and let him know what he's going through and see if he can get words of encouragement from the other person. And therefore they're not feeding into each other the light of that nekuda, that unique, special light that's found in each and every Jew that's not in the other one. That he has that I don't have, and the only way I can get it is if I'm sharing with him, if I'm communicating with him. How much more so, when there are people in Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholom who go against the true tzaddik, shehu ikar hanekuda haklolius shel kol Yisrael, he represents the essence of the holiness of the entire Jewish people. He's koil ukeshechol kemolov chas v'sholom, and when people go against him, ein yecholim lekabel ha'or hanekuda shaloi, then they certainly cannot receive the light that he's beaming out. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheikar kabolas or hanekuda nal hu al yedei shaloim, that the main prerequisite for Klal Yisrael to be able to receive this light from within yourself, number one, from other Jews and from the tzaddik, it's dependent on shalom. There has to be peace within yourself, number one, first. Not that you're, like Elianovi said, how long are you guys going to be poiseach al shtei sifim? A person has to be in a place, not bouncing back and forth, one day religious, one day not religious. And when he's in that state of cholak libam, the heart is divided, then again, there's no peace, he's not in a state of peace, he can't receive from the light of his own neshama, number one. And then when there isn't peace among Jews, then they can't receive from each other. They can't receive and give from each other. And when he's not at peace with the tzaddik, then he certainly can't receive from him. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei hamachloikes v'hamariva, b'chinas mei mariva, gormu shegam moishetor. And therefore, because of the machloikis that was going on among the Jewish people in the Midbar, constant fighting, constant arguing, constant complaining, that caused even Moshe Rabbeinu to make a mistake in a sense. Vehiko esatsur, and he struck the rock, veloidiber bepiv. He didn't use what he was supposed to use. He didn't use the mouth. He didn't speak. Vaideze nigzar shelo yichnois loris. And because of that, Hashem decreed that he should not go into Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom hamokoim lekabel oyer hanekuda b'shleimus, which is the place where a person can receive the light of Hashem on the highest level possible. Ve'im hoya Moshe nichnas imohem loretz, and if Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, hoyu mekablim mimenu shom oyer hanekuda b'shleimus, the Jews would have received from Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael a trillion watts. They would have received the light b'shleimus, v'hoyu nistakein hakol, and everything would have been fixed. U'bavoynoseinu, however, unfortunately, due to our sins, al yedei hamachloikis, Garmu shaloi nechnas Moshe mam l'Eretz Yisrael. That's what caused the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not come into Eretz Yisrael with us. Which resulted in the fact that even though we went into Eretz Yisrael, we got evicted shortly after. We got thrown out again and again. V'chein b'chol doyer v'doyer. Rav Nosson Zal says history repeats itself. This same scenario happens in each and every single generation. Boim tzadikei emes. In each generation, there are true tzadikim who come, shehein bechinas Moshe, who are like Moshe Rabbeinu, bechinas nekuda haklolis, where they represent the total kedusha of all of Kal Yisrael. It's like all 600,000 Jews rolled into one. That's what the tzadik is. I remember Rav Rosenfeld once mentioned that the Sforim bring Moshe is Mem. Mem is 40. Shin is 300. 40 times 300 is 12,000. He is 5. 12,000 times 5 is 60,000. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, how big was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was 10 amos tall. 60,000 times 10 is 600,000. There are many proofs to show how Moshe Rabbeinu was a composite of all 600,000 neshamos. Just like Eretz Yisrael is a composite of all the holiness of the entire world. And Shabbos is Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh. It's the top of all the Yomim Tovim. All the holiness of all the different times is compressed in Shabbos. And because these tzaddikim in every generation have so much power, because of this, there's zoicha to rectify many, many nefoshos. Umachzir noisim betshuva, and they get them to do tshuva. Ubekoicham hagodol hoyicholim lesakin hakoil, and these tzaddikim have such great power that they could, they have the potential to fix everything. Achalidei hamachlokes goyrim mashegoyrim rachmona litzlan. However, because of the machlokes that follows us in every generation, that causes the damage that it causes. Hamokoim yirachem v'yislach lohem. May Hashem have pity and forgive all those who participated in those machlokes. V'yisabev sibois letoiva. And may Hashem set up circumstances in such a way sheyistakein hakoil, that everything should be able to get fixed. V'alkein bikesh Moshe. Now comes the grand finale. Take a look when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you're about to leave the world. Moshe Rabbeinu makes one request of Hashem. Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Haruchos Ish Al Hoeda. May Hashem, who is the Hashem of all the different Ruchos, all the different spirits, may Hashem appoint a person over Klal Yisrael. Upirish Rashi. Rashi asks there, what's the requirements? What kind of resume do you have to be the leader of all of Klal Yisrael? Rashi says one thing, quoting the Gemara, "Sheyodea lahaloich neged ruchoi shel kol echod v'yechod." It's got to be a person who knows how to relate to every different Jew. Jews are not the same. They're not supposed to be the same. All Jews are not supposed to wear black, and all Jews are not supposed to wear blue. That was never the intention. And when Moshe Rabbeinu asks for a leader, he says, "Elokei haruchos." Give them isha sheruach boy. The Gemara says it has to be someone who knows how to relate to every different person. Sometimes a poisek, a real poisek, sometimes two people will come to him to ask him a shaila about a restaurant. And to this person will say it's treif. You are not allowed to go into that restaurant. And to this person will say it's kosher. What's he playing around? No, he's not playing around. Al pi halacha, based on with number one, Sfarim Ashkenazim. We have certain items in halacha, glass dishes. Glass, a dish made out of glass. The mechaber paskins, that you can use it for, you can put boiling hot shish kebab into that plate and rinse it out, clean it, and then put boiling hot coffee into the same plate. No problem. Glass, according to the Mechaber, does not absorb whatsoever. And then take that glass that you used 2 days before Pesach for making hot challah in it, and then use it on Pesach for matzah brei. No problem for Sfarim. And for an Ashkenazi, the same item is treif. It's forbidden. The Ramo Paskin's not. And this is the Haloch in Klal Yisrael. So this item, which for him is 100% permissible, to the other person it's 100% forbidden. And you have many, I'm just using it as an example. There are thousands of examples where each person, according to what level they're on, a Talmud Chacham has, a Tzaddik has not to relate to each person, where to tell this person to sit down and learn 15 hours a day, you'll kill him, you'll drown him. He'll drown, he'll die from the Torah. The Torah will kill him and his wife and kids. And for another person, if he learns only 14 hours a day, he'll be punished for Bittul Torah. Because he was definitely capable of doing 15 hours, 16 hours. So you have to know that the authority, the koyach v'manig Yisrael, is to be able to know that this is what the Chumash says there. Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned one qualification. Because if he has this, if a person knows this, he'll know how to relate to everything else. Hainu, sheyuchal lohoyer hanekuda, believe kol echot miYisrael. We're talking about a tzaddik, a manhig, who will know how to shine the light, the holiness, into every single individual Jew. Ki hanekuda hu bechinas ruach elikim. Because this holiness that we're talking about, that Rabbeinu Zal refers to it over there in Likut Imran as a nekuda, another word for it is ruach elikim. Bechinas Yosef HaTzadik. Just like we find by Yosef HaTzadik, shenemar bo, where the Torah defines him as Ish asher ruach elikim boy, a person who has the spirit of Hashem in him. That spirit of Hashem, that's this nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in the Kuturan. Va'oz zocho lebechinas ve'yosef hu ashalit. And because Yosef HaTzadik had that by passing the test with Potiphar's wife and all the other things, he was zocho to the madrega that the Torah says he ruled, Yosef ruled, Shehu bechinas tzadik moishel. Like the pasuk says, Navi tzadik moishel b'ira silikim. The Gemara says, Hashem says, I rule over the trees and the birds and I rule of everything. Hashem says, me moishel be, who's my boss? Who rules over me? Tzadik. The Gemara says, Moed koton davtes, the tzadik, as the pasuk says, Tzadik Moishel Beira Selikim. The Tzadik rules over Hashem. The Gemara says, I issue decrees and I give the Tzadik the ability to override my decree, to negate my decree. Bechinas Nekuda HaKlolis. This is the Tzadik who is that total Nekuda, Shemeir Bekol Echot MiYisrael, who has the ability to shine into every single Jew. Bechinas Sheyoidea Laloich Keneged Ruchoi Shel Kol Echot V'Echot. As the Gemara says there, he knows how to relate to and how to respond to the individual distinct ruach of every single person. And this is what you see. You see there's a Lag Boimer. On Lag Boimer you see hundreds of thousands of Jews converging on Miron, a hick town, a nothing. And you see guys with long payas and no payas and cuckoos. And all of them person say, well, what's going on here? Like, how could this be? How could the same rabbi attract every different kind of person? The answer is, that's what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here. That the tzaddik is on a madrega, that he has the ability to relate to wide angle, every single possible yid, no problem. Just like Hashem is for everybody, Hashem can relate to every different person. The true tzaddikim who follow Hashem's example, they also recognize the differences between everybody and they know how to relate to every single person. Hold on. Sure.